Today's daf is daf Chaf Tes. So we got to the last four lines of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We just finished discussing, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the source of Ches Ches Gimel Shanim. He learned it out from Shur HaMuad. So now we wanted to know, according to the Rabbanan, Mai, what's their source that this halacha of Ches Ches Gimel Shanim, what's the basis of this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Kra, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, Nirmiya Ksiv Sados Bakesef Yiknu, you should buy field with money. The cost of a sefer and write it down in a shtar, the chasim, and you should sign it with edim. So here's an Indian of writing a shtar. So the Gemara says, explains what's pshat here. Okay, we could wait a few seconds. You're feeling very pressured right now.
Another minion, no?
Upstairs?
It won't be.
9 o'clock? No, I'm giving shir at 9. Oh, probably downstairs then. I'm gonna be here. So anyways, I'll continue reading. So the Gemara explains, Sharei Navi Omid, the Navi Yirmiya stands up, and he says, Be'eser, he's standing up in the 10th year, and Umazir Al-Achazir, and he's warning them about the 11th year, that they're going to be sent into Gullus. So Rashi points out here, what's the drash here? So Rashi says, if you look at Dira Maschil, Omid Be'eser Mazir Al-Achazir. So he writes, go down a few lines there. The first word is Hayam Mazir, Lo Chesadeh. So he was warning all the people who bought the house, bought fields, lichtov shars, to write documents, ulahamid edim mechasimasim, and have edim sign. Why? Ki yiglu minayir b'shnas echanesrei, when they get exiled during the 11th year, kishenil kata'ir, when the city's going to get sieged, lo yachsiku b'mekach shaloshonim, they're not going to have the field for 3 years yet to create a chazaka, ela asiris v'echanesrei. This is only the 10th and the 11th year. Alma bahani tartin shanim, meaning these 2 years, lo havi chazaka, and therefore you need a shtar. However, mikan chazaka she'enu b'chusa mishloshanim. We see that a chazaka less than 3 years isn't good, so you need a shtar to protect. But if it were to be a situation where it was 3 years, then you would not need to write a shtar. So a shtar is only necessary when it's less than 3 years. More than 3 years, you do not need a shtar because cheskas gimel shanim. So that's the source for the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar le Abai. Abai says, Dilma Hasam Eitza Tova Kamashma. Maybe he's giving good advice. It's good to have a Sharos. It's better to have documents than it is to have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. It's just a piece of advice and not necessarily a halacha. And the Gemara brings a raya because D'ilo Teimahachi. If you don't say that's an Eitza Tova, it's simply this is the halacha, so then how are you going to explain the other part of the pasuk where Yirmiya says to them, "Benu vatim, go build houses, v'shevu, go sit, dwell in them, v'nitu ganos, and go plant fields, v'ichlus piryon, and go eat the fruit." My kamhar, what's the halacha there? Sela itik tova kamashman. He says, take advantage of the next 2 years while you're here, build houses, live here, and enjoy the fruit, but there's no halacha. So hachanami here as well, eta tova kamashmalan. When he's telling them to write shtaros, it's not a proof that a shtar and a cheskas gimel shanim. It's an eta tova, how to best protect your property. Teda. And he brings a further proof that the Pesukim are clearly talking about Eitza Tova's good piece of advice that Yirmiyah is telling them, because the Pasuk later on, a few Prakim later, tells us, Unisatem b'chli cheres, and place these documents in earthenware pots, Leman yamdu yamim rabim, in order to preserve them. So what's the halacha in placing them in klei cheres? There is no halacha. It must be all these Pesukim that Yirmiyah is telling them are all Eitza Tova's, and it does not serve as a raya for the chazaka cheskas gimel shana.
Wasn't he meaning that they should do it so when they come back from Galus they'll have it? Because in that case, Chazaka won't help anyways. I mean, that's
how they start with. But if they've only been there for 2 years before Galus, that wouldn't create a Chazaka.
But even if there were 3 years before Galus, who knows by the time they come back, who knows about the Chazaka?
Right, well, no other Yidin would.
They won't be sitting there anyways.
Right. But no one else would have a Chazaka on it either, though.
No.
So that he has the last, he's a previous owner.
If he can prove it, if somebody comes running and the guy next to
him. Right, well, Cheskas Gimel Shanim always has to be proved. You always need Edim that
no,
you're there.
I understand. All right. Okay.
So if I have Edim for 3 years and you claim it's yours, so bring me proof that you had it for 3 years. You didn't have any.
No, but that's when they come back from Gadus, there won't be any more Edim that he had it before.
You don't know. People know. Some people, remember the Pasuk says that some people saw the Rishonim and they saw the Achronim, they saw the difference. So a number of people live
through the
Gadus. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ella, so what's the source for Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Ella Amar Rava. Rava explained, it's a Svara. Shasa Kamaisa, the first year person is Machel. He's Machel on a guy living there. I don't mind 1 year. Inish, Machel, Inish. People are Mochel. Tarte the second year, machal, people are also machal for 2 years. Talas, lo machal, a person doesn't let another guy live on his field, live in his house for 3 years, and he's not machal. So the fact that the guy was there for 3 years must have been that it wasn't just a mechila, it was really his. Because the person isn't mochel for 3 years. So now the post can point out here, how does this mechila exactly work? There's a concept that the dvarim shebelev ainam dvarim. It is never articulated that I'm mochel, you living here. So they point out that even though dvarim shebelev ainam dvarim, if it's something that's so clear, then we would say dvarim shebelev have a dvarim. So in general, a guy has a thought and he claims something happened, then it doesn't work. But if it's so clear that he was mochel because he let someone live there for 2 years and didn't say a thing, that's a clear indicator that there was mechila even though he never articulated it. So the fact that this guy anyways had been there for 3 years and no one ever protested him living here, that's the cheskas gimel shanim. So the Gemara says if it's really predicated on mechila, amar le abaye el miyata, if that's the case, ki hadja ara, so if the guy returned back the land, so let's say 2 years, Andy's sitting on my land, I said, that's enough, Andy, get out of my land. So the first 2 years is mechila, so he gives it back to me. So now, I shouldn't be able to collect the fruit from Andy because I was a mochel for those 2 years. So alama amar Rav Nachman, why does Rav Nachman say, hadja ara, hadja piri? When Andy returned to the field back to me after those 2 years, he also needs to pay back all those fruit. Now, if I really was mocha, he wouldn't have to pay anything back to me. So it can't be based on mechila. So we reject that concept of it being mechila. So then what's the idea? So then Amar comes along, El Amar Rava, Shasa Kamaisa Lo Kapid Inish. People are not makbid. Not that he's mocha, but I don't care so much. I'm not going to be mocha. He's going to have to pay me back the fruit, but I'm not makbid so much. And then Tarti Lo Kapid, 2 years, people are not makbid either. To us, the guy is there for 3 years already, a guy would be makbid. I'm makbid that he's in my property for 3 years. Now, if I don't kick him out during the third year, that indicates that it must be that I sold it to him. That's the basis of the cheskas gimel shanim. So then the Gemara says, Amar lei bai, bai says, el miyat, if that's the case, that's all predicated on hakpada, kigon hani debay bar al yashiv. The family of Bar El Yashiv there apparently was a known family, the Kapti, the Makbin, and every single thing. Afilu aman dechalif amitzra didu. Even if you walk over their property line, they're very Makbin. They take their shotgun out. They're very Makbin on trespassing. So according to their hakpados, hachanami del alter havi chazaka. So then for them, it should be very subjective, depending on how Makbin people are. Some people don't care for 10 years. Some people care the day the person who steps on my property. So hakpada, what's going to happen is, so then it can't be based on that. Maybe yes, it is based on hakpada, and depends on the different individual. 3 years is the stam case. But yeah, some people are going to be less, some people are going to be more. But you can't have that because then you have a concept, a technical issue of imke nasatel dvarach l'shirum. Then it ends up being chazak is going to change depending on the different parties involved, and chacham like when things are pretty
subjective,
absolute.
Not objective.
Exactly, that's the idea. They like things that are absolute across the board, and therefore they reject this concept. It's not based on the subjective hakpados, but there must be some objective rule, measure, that tells us the halacha of cheskas gimel shan. So what is it? Then Allah Amar Rava says the following reason. Shasa Kamaisa the first year, Mizdar Inish. People are careful, Bishtare, they hold on to the Shtar, the first document. Tarte with the second year, and Tlas Mizdar, the second and third year, people also hold on to the documents. A certain amount of years, I think it's 5 years, you're expected to hold on to many of your documents. Is that what it is?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
okay.
Some forever.
Okay, fine. So I remember
that's
5 years, but what do I know?
Objective.
Okay.
Anything else.
Okay, so anyway, so the guy holds on to Shtar, the deed for 3 years, but it's way more than this, alone is that people are not careful anymore. So therefore, this is where the discussion comes out. Chachamim made a special takana for people, that people just have so many documents to hold on to everything. After 3 years, you're not responsible anymore, and we're going to help you replace that shtar with the cheskas gimel shanim. It makes it easier somewhat for the owner. Now, yes and no, because then he has to find Aiden that he was there for 3 years, but it's not so hard to find that. If you have neighbors that are there, they could testify, we'll see later on, that you had been living there for 3 consecutive years. So they did it for the benefit of the lokayach, because people can't hold on to the shtar for so long. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Abai, Abai, he says, Elamiat, if that's the case, macha shelo befanav lo teve macha. if there's a macha, if let's say the ma'arir, the guy who claims that he owns it, he makes a macha not in front of me. I'm the machzik, and I'm not there. That should not be a macha. I never heard that his macha was. Because Amrlei, I'm going to say, Imachas ba'ape, had you made protest in front of me, have a misari pishtari, I would have held on to my shah for much longer than this. So now I didn't know this. So therefore, but we do know that macha shlobafanov does, in fact, work. So it can't be based on mizdar inish bishtare. Now the Gemara says, no, even a macha shlobafanov will get its way over to me, the machzik, Amrlei, chavre chavre isle, chavre chavre is that people talk, and eventually word's going to get out to me that this guy is protesting, saying that he claims land. Now I know to be careful to hold on to the property. Now there's a discussion that Rav Chanan Wasserman has. Now let's say Lamaisa doesn't make its way over. Let's say it doesn't. We have this certain assumption that people are going to talk. Certainly nowadays with with social media, things will get over much sooner. But let's say it never makes it over to my ears. I never hear that this guy is mocha. It still works. So there's machlokes rishon. How does that work if I never hear about this? So one thing is it's just a takanas chachamim. They said even though it never makes it fine. Takanas chachamim. Number two is this is very important for understanding how chazaka works. The idea of a macha or his shtika is not about me. It's about him. Is his ear any effective at all? So if he makes a macha, even though it never makes its way over to me, it's really showing that he screamed about it. So he has some taina still. But if he stayed quiet the whole time, then it doesn't work. So as long as he screamed out, even though it never made it to my ears, that showed that his ear was somewhat had something to base on, and therefore it will prevent my chazaka from taking place. Which challenge against the Gemara. The Gemara's focus is on me, the machzik. I need to know, am I holding on to my shtar now? It needs to get to my ears. But he's mechadish based on one of the shonim that it's not about me. It's about him, the ma'arir, having just a voice. He needs that voice even though it never makes its way over to me. Which is a big chiddush from the Gemara. But that's part of the chakir. Is it about me creating something or about him preventing my chazaka?
So basically the guy throws away the star after the 30 year and the other guy, the machalim, reach him, he loses that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. His ear was effective. Now, he might not be able to be motzia from me, but at the same time, it might have to go to court in some sort and we have to figure this out. And he has to bring proofs. I need to bring proofs. But if I have a cheses kimo shanim or my star, then there's nothing to talk about. But once there's no shah and there's no chazaka, then it gets into a big battle, I guess, in Beis Din. Fine. The Gemara now says, halfway down the page here, Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Shamru, the 3 years that we spoke of in the Mishnah of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Hu Sha'achlan Ritzufos, where they were eaten consecutive years. So the Gemara asks, "My Kamash Malan, what's Rav Huna coming to be Mechadish on top of the Mishnah? We already have the Mishnah which tells us, Tanina, Cheskasan Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom. It's every single day to create a chazaka. Every single day for 3 years. So what's Rav Huna adding by Ritzufos? That also means consecutive. So the Gemara says, Mal the same, had I had the Mishnah alone, I would have thought, Miyom Liyom, every day means Lafuke Mikutaos, that they shouldn't be choppy. But Liyom Afil Mufuzaros. I need to have a full year, but those 3 years don't have to be consecutive. I could have a year 2017, 2020, 2025. There are three complete years, but Mifuzaros, so that would be effective. That's what I could have learned from the Mishnah. So Kamash Lan, Rav Huna tells us, no, they have to be 3 years consecutive. They cannot be dispersed. Three consecutive years, Miyom Liyom. So now comes along Amar Rav Chama, Umodi Rav Huna. Rav Chama says that Rav Huna agrees that there are some times where years can be mefuzaros. How? They don't have to be three consecutive years. It could be ba'asrei demovrei balge, in a place where they let the land lay fallow from year to year, every other year. So year one, year three, and year five would be the chazaki, even though they are not consecutive, if that's what's done. Now, according to this, you would need really a total of 6 years, though. 1, 3, and 5 to accomplish your chazaka, according to many Rishonim in this place. So that he does agree that it can be mefuzaros in those types of places.
5 years.
You're right. True, 5 years. Exactly, 5 years. 1, 3, and 5. So then the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious, of course. Gemara says, no. Lo tzricha, it's this chiddush was only needed, dika demover vika delomover, in a place where some people do let it go fallow, others do not. If it's a place where everyone lays them fallow, so that's the system of how the fields work, that's vadai, we know there's no chiddush there that you need to wait the 5 years, 3 of the 5 years to do the chazaka. But in a place where some do, some don't, so then maybe it shouldn't work. Because why? The high gavra mover. So I'm the machzik, and I let my land lay fallow every other year. So now I have a chazaka on 1, 3, and 5. So now, Mal Dusayma, what would you think? Amrle, the Ma'ara says to me, in Misa Didach, he says, if it's really my land, your land, he's talking to me, if it's really your land, Have, Ibar Lacha, Lemizra, you should have planted it for three consecutive years, because some people do, some people don't. And if you wanted to establish a chazaka, you should have really showed your strength and planted for three consecutive years. Kamash Mulana, I don't have to do that. Because Damarle, I could say to him, number one, Chada Arabakuli Bagala Mati Lintar. I can't protect, I've got so many land, I've got so much property, I can't protect all the land all the time. I need to sometimes let the land go fallow and sometimes not. That's number one. And just to get you off my case doesn't mean I have to change my way of doing things. Vinami, alternatively, I'd rather do it in this system because when I let the land get a rest every other year, the produce will be better. So therefore, even though some do and some don't let the land go fallow, I'm allowed to claim I'm of those who do let it go fallow, and I could skip every other year. Okay. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah tells us, Tanan Cheskas Habatim. So you create a chazaka and a chazaka.
Why can't you work it the other way? Why can't the one who really owns the field say to them, the reason why I didn't protest was because I saw 3 years and I saw it wasn't every year.
You're talking about the Ma'arer?
Right, the Ma'arer.
No, because he says, because you should know that you live in an area where people let the land go fallow. So you should have known that I was leaving it a year empty.
I'm saying, but if you see both, it's either way. Where it's done either way. Sometimes they let and sometimes it doesn't. So why is he can say, the reason why...
Again, because I just said it, because he says some people let the land go fallow, others don't let the land go fallow. So why is he assuming that...
Well, if the guy's there for three consecutive years, why can't the Mara say, the reason why I didn't say anything is I let it play fallow. So if I waited 5 years to say...
No, because he sees him actively working the land for three consecutive years, so then you should have protested.
In a way, it's even more, it's a much stronger chazaka when you have three separate years, because the bottom line is the guy's there 5 years.
Right, but again,
you don't see him for 2 years. You don't see him. What's that? You guys there for a year, and then you don't see him.
And then the next year is gone.
So you don't say anything. Then you see him again. But
if you have a land and you see him now, then the next year you don't. The next year you don't. Then the next year you see him. Then don't. By the third time you see him, you say, wow, this guy is here already like forever.
So again, they understood that.
You could see it both sides.
Right.
Yeah. But again, they understood that there was a year that they took off, and that wasn't crazy for them. Fine. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah, Tanan, Cheskas Habatim. There's a chazaka that a person could establish in a house. How are you going to produce Edim? So we're fine going in and out during the daytime. I go to work, I come back from work. That's great. You see I'm coming in and out. But how are you going to testify that I'm there at nighttime? The lights on in the house. No one knows. So Amr Abai says, Man Masid, who's testifying about him? The neighbors. The neighbors know when I'm home at night and daytime. They hear me at the house, they hear me, the windows are open, they see me, they see the light, they see through the windows. So they know, so you can produce Edim for houses, Bain Bayom, Bain Belila. So it works. So Rav Amar, no. Kagon da asa beitrev amri onan agrinan mine. Two guys who were leasing the property from the landlord. Onan agrinan mine, we rented it from him. Vidarinan beitlasan shanam, and we were living there for 3 years leasing it from him, so we could testify that he owned that this property was his. Biyamama ovulila. We were living on his property day and night. They're the ones who are going to testify. Now the problem, of course, with this is this only works if you're leasing the property. If you're not renting it out, does that mean Rava says that you can produce Edim? So I think Rava just giving another example of how you can produce Edim, but Eina Chanam, he agrees neighbors as well would be sufficient to create to be Edim both during the day and during the night. So then Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi. He says to Rav Ashi, to Rava's proof, Hani Nogin Veitishen. How are the renters able to testify that it's really the landlords? Because Dilo Amri Hachi, if they don't say that it was the landlords who they're renting from, Amrin Lahu Zil Havule Agar Beisulahai. So now the Ma'ariah, who now takes possession, he has to pay double rent. So for them, they're Nogin Veitis, so you can't trust them. So Amar Le, so he says, Dine Dishrili Hachi, Dine. You think these judges are like nothing and they're not bekeem in the halachas? What it's talking about, Milo Askinan, is not a case. Kigon Dinakti Agar Besa. They're holding the rent. Who are we going to give the check to? Amar Laman Leisa. Who are we going to pay to? So they don't care. That as long as they get paid to. So now they're not no Gebe Edus anymore. They haven't paid it yet where they're concerned they're going to pay a second time. That's the only situation where Rava says you can trust the renters of that property, who the landlord is. Okay, Gemara now says in the bottom last two lines here, by the way, there's an important Tosos, but it's very involved. I'm not going to go through it. But just, there's a machlokas, the Tosos and Rima Gashir. It comes up a few places in this parak here about the psul of Nogea Be'edus. There's a big chiddush of Rima Gashir, psul Nogea Be'edus. Either it's like a regular psul, and like a karover, like a rasha, and there's halacha that if, let's say, there's a kat of edim, a group of edim, and one of them is pasul, the halacha is nimse echem em karva pasul, then the kula bala, bala miksasa, bala kula. So what about no geba edis? So pashas is no geba edis. If one of the guys is no geba davar, so then the whole kat of edim is thrown out. But the Rima Gashir Mechadesh, that no geba edis is not even considered an aid. He's a nothing. You cross him out. He's a zero, and it does not affect the kind of edim. That's a din. It's lav edu klau. That's a chiddush of the Rima Gashir, and the Ketos, I think, also talks about this. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says Vitan v'Amar. If he claims and says Laisi Tresade Lasude Le Didar Beit Lashane Miyama V'Layla Tanisa Tan. If the Ma'ar says to the Machzik, I want you to produce Edim that say that you were there every single day for 3 years, day and night. I want you to produce those Edim. So Marzutra, the Rashram points out that the background for this is, in general, when a Machzik has to bring Edim, he doesn't need to bring Edim, he was there in January, first in January, second in January. He brings Edim that he was there for 3 years overall, stam, 3 years. You have to be exact. But if the Ma'ar says, I want to have Edim and proof that you give me video camera proof that you were there every single day and night, so then that's a good taina, and then the Machzik would have to produce those type of Edim, which is a very hard thing to really generate. But that's a taina he can make. So, Umode Marzutra, Marzutra agrees, so even though we don't make in general, if a Ma'ar requests that, if a Ma'ar is challenging a Machzik's property, we don't make him produce an aid for every single day. If the Ma'ar wants it, so that's a taina. But we don't make that taina for the Ma'ar. But Modi Marzutra agrees that we sometimes do make a taina on behalf of the Ma'ar. In a case with Birochlin, Hamachzi, and Bayaros, that different peddlers going from city to city, they're never home. And there's some guy, they come home, and there's some guy claims it's his property. And the Rochlin don't know what's going on every single day. They're busy traveling month to month. So in that case, the Avagav Delil Ta'in, even though the Rochlin in this case, meaning the Ma'ar, does not request a edim on every single day. Tanina lei, we anon. We as Bezdin try to protect the Rochlin and say we want to see proof that you were there every single day for 3 years because he wasn't here in the city to know. Which is interesting. Now, I'm not sure if this is the basis. Remember we saw this a few, maybe a couple weeks ago or so, that the idea of Rochlin was something that Yeshua ben Nun had instituted. Remember that idea we came across?
That was to go around with makeup.
Exactly, that's right. So that could be, I wonder if the protection, because that idea that was really a big Indian to go around for selling makeup and jewelry and all that kind of stuff, because that we're trying to protect them so much, or this is just a case of just the Rochlin, they're not around, so we feel that they're in a very vulnerable situation, we're just trying to protect them, but it doesn't date back to that special takana that they had made. They point this out, you saw on the bottom? I don't know. I didn't see this anywhere, but I'm wondering if that's part of this special takana of taninan le'anan. We make a taina on the behalf of the rochlin. And then the Gemara says, "Mode Rav Huna agrees. Bichanu, even though Rav Huna said earlier you need edim for day and night, sometimes he agrees where you only need during the daytime, such as bichanusa de mechuza. When it comes to a big store, diliyamama avida the leila lo avida, where it's a store that's only open during the day and not the nighttime. I claim I have a chazaka. This is my storefront. I've been here for 3 years. In that case, you close it at nighttime. You don't need edim that you were there for a nighttime because it wasn't open at nighttime. You'd only need it during the daytime."
It's interesting because according to some portion, it's the machzik who is the peddler.
Oh yeah.
And since he's in and out, he doesn't have to bring, you know.
That's a completely different shot here.
Yeah. אוקיי, מכל מקום, אם המחזיק היה רוחל המחזה בירות שדרכו להשחות בסחורות במשך היום ולחזור בלילה, יש לנו לחשוב שמה לא החזיק בבית בשעות היום, ולפי חכנו מצליחים אותו להביא עדים של שדר בבית ביום ובלילה.
Okay, that must be your being a Tom here in Tosos, it looks like here. Long Tosos on the side here. Okay, fine. Gemara now says four lines down, Chav Tesamir Beis, Rami Barchama Virav Ukva Barchama, these two, it must have been brothers, Zavin Hahu Amsa Behadeh Hadadeh. They bought a certain, Amsa must be a Shifcha here, together. to use. And Mar Ishtamesh Ba Rishon HaShlishis V'Chamishis, one of them used it with year 1, 3, 5. Mar Ishtamesh Ba Shnia V'Shishis, and the other one used it years 2, 4, and 6. They alternated years. Then Nafik Ara Ilave, then Amara came in and tried protesting that it really was his Amma that they were using. And so they went to Asa Lakamidi Rava, they went to Rava to a Bezdin. And Amalu Rava says to them, my time of Disa Hachi, why did you make such an agreement? 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6. So he said, they say to each other, say to him, Ki heicha delo tachzichi ahadade. So we don't make a chazaka against each other. Because if my brother, Rami Bar Chama, gets it for the first 3 years, now he has a chazaka, and I, Rav Ukva Bar Chama, I won't get to use it at all. So we alternated years. This way, neither one will have a chazaka over the other. So says Rava, if that's the case, then Ki heicha delididchu lahavi chazaka, just like between each other, you have not established a chazaka against each other. Regarding the rest of the world, you haven't created a chazaka either. And now this ma'ara has a good taina on you because you haven't established a chazaka. Now, look at Tosis for a second before I do the next two lines. Tosis writes, "Delo techzik ahadade." They're concerned of making chazaka against each other. Later on, we're going to see him. Membeis in 3 weeks, so 2 weeks from today. Hashutvin ein lahem chazaka. You can't make a chazak if you have two partners. So if you write up a document, you have partners. So what exactly was their concern here? A shutif can't have a chazak on the other shutif because they're not makbid on each other and they trust each other. There's no mechila. So Perish Rashi, the quote Rashi that says the hacha whose kaku lasos kain. Here in this case, they needed to do this. They didn't have edei shutvis. If you have edei shutvis, so then ein hachanami, they can't establish a chazak. This it must have been a circumstance where there were no edim. Okay.
It's interesting because they were willing to go through all that travel for a year, you know, and it was much easier just to,
sure, right,
to write a star or to do something.
Yep. Okay. Now the Ri says, near the Ri, look at the end of Tosa's last line, he has a different shot. He said, "Delo hayirotin shi'achzik ha'echad shaloshanim shalot tishtaka chashutvis." They didn't want to just say you shouldn't forget it. Not because you might forget about it. So 3 years you could forget a lot. Okay. The Gemara now says further. So lo amrin. So when you have this alternating years between two partners, you have not established a chazaka at all. So the Gemara says velo amrin ella delo kasav itchrit. Only if you didn't write an itchra. We'll see what that means in just a second. Aval kasav itchra. If they wrote an itchra, then kala isla. There's a kala. So what in the world is an itchra? So look at Rashi or Rashbam rather. The last 10 narrow lines. Itchra is shtar chaluka. It's a document that defines the separation and the split. Ube'edim u'shetavod lezeshana lezeshana. That this goes to this guy this year and this guy the other years. So they wrote an itchra. So in that case, then yesh mefarshim kala islay. Everyone knows about the shtar itchra. Everyone hears word of this. V'hayala limchos miyad. And then Ma'ara should have protested in the beginning of the year. 6 years ago, he should have protested. V'lo micha, and he didn't. U'la alter havi chazaka. Becomes a chazaka immediately. Rashman goes on to give another shot here. No, they only established a chazaka after the 6 years are up. But either way, the itchra has some level of kala, and he should have protested. He didn't. So it would create a chazaka. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Achla, Kula chutz mi beis rova, Kana. Kula chutz mi beis rova. Let's say the guy's eating on a property, a field. It's a whatever size, acre. He eats every food on the acre except for this one little corner, one little amma, let's say he doesn't eat. So he's kona everything except for that amma that he didn't eat on. Because the chazak you have to create is created by you using the property. So that little area is carved out, he has no chazaka. Comes along Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Velo Amar, and this only true Ella Dibar Zriyahi, if it was something that you could have planted on and he didn't plant, that showed he didn't have a chazak on that corner. Avalav Bar Zriyahi Kanilai. But if it's an area that it wasn't plantable, if you will, it was rocks and it wasn't good dirt, so then he's Kona Agav the rest of the property. That's what Rav Huna qualifies. So it comes along again, Avalav Bar Zriyahi Kanilai Agav Ara. If it's an area that you can't really plant on, so then it is going to be acquired through the rest of the property, which has been acquired, at least established, the chazaka through Chezkas Gimel Shanim. So asks Maskiv La Rav Bibi Bar Abai, El Miata, if that's the case, Tsunma B'ma Yikna. Tsunma, which you can't grow on rocks. How do you ever establish a chazaka on rocks where you can't grow things? Sela must be Bok Me Bachiusa Mishatche Be Peri. Either you have your animals graze over it or walk over it, or you lay down fruit and kalim on top of it. That's the way you use tsunma. So Achanami here as well. So this corner, so granted you can't grow in it, but have your animals hang out there and lay fruit and kalim, and that's how you establish a chazaka. Okay, we'll stop here because this next story goes into the next stuff. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy the day off, those who are off today.